thanks to Katie Marshall for coming in, for eating her kicks quickly this morning.
And sprinting in.
She is the executive director of the McCroskey Art Center. And how did it happen? It's first Friday again.
It's first Friday again. Here we are.
Thank you for being here to the this is definitely a cavalcade today.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm catching my breath too, but good to be here. But things have slowed down a little for First Friday. It's always kind of nice. In the new year, we take a deep breath. The schedule goes from like 20 different things down to, I think we have 6 this time. So it feels a little more manageable.
Okay.
You don't have to rush on the ice. You can just walk casually from stop to stop.
And don't forget the Minnesota shuffle.
Oh, yes, shuffle.
Never lift your heels.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Doesn't matter what age. Anyone could break a hip.
Oh. PSA from Heidi this morning.
All right, let's hear what's the event.
What's happening for First Friday? Well, at the Village Bookstore this month, they're going to have local author Randy Yunker. He's going to be there from 4 to 6 signing his work, The Pastor's Poems, which is dedicated to the memory of his son who passed away. And Crafted by Itasca Life Options is also going to be open in the mall. They work with artists of all abilities, and they have a shop there where they sell work created by people with developmental or physical disabilities. So it's a great place to check out. They have wonderful gift items and a really cool display of artwork as well. In Central School, the artists in the attic, up on the 3rd floor there, the artists in residence, a number of them will be present. And there's some new artists joining in the last month. So we have Mary Myers Corwin, David Dobbs, and Leah Yellowbird, who have been artists in residence for a little while now. And they're going to be joined by Aaron Olsen-Reiners and Whitney Lemming Salisbury. So you can check out some of their work, see some of their projects in process, and what fun things they've been up to. There's always a good time up in the artist loft in Central School. Brood Awakenings is going to be sharing some artwork by the late Esther Lowe. Plus, they have a mystery guest musician and from 4 to 6 p.m.
Whoa.
And then, I know, keeping the suspense. And then at the VFW from 7 to 10 p.m., they have Jazz with Sam Miltich and Friends featuring Laura Caviani on piano and Jay Epstein on drums. So that's going to be a fantastic show. Laura arrived last night. I got to hear just a tiny bit of piano. So, and she's actually, they're going to be playing at the McCroskey from
I've never heard you never mention that name. Is she from the cities?
She is, yeah. Well, she actually is in Northfield right now. She teaches at Carleton College, and she's a really lovely piano player and lovely person.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love watching and listening to Jay Epstein on drums.
Yes, he's a fantastic, very, Sam calls him a melodic drummer. So
Yeah.
Yes, so it'll be a great show, and you can get a little preview down at McCroskey before, because Sam and Laura will be doing a duo from 4 to 5:30, a little warm-up act, playing some music at the Mac, and then we've got, of course, 2 new exhibits opening as well. In the McCroskey Gallery, we've got Ralph Hange Jr., who many people probably know from his many years of teaching art at the high school here in Grand Rapids. He'll be showing his abstract paintings, and almost all of them are done on a circular canvas, which is kind of unusual.
Oh, you don't see that very often.
You don't see that very often. No, they're pretty unique. And then in the Minnesota Gallery, we have Solomon Schlegel, who's going to be having a part installation, part two-dimensional exhibition, and it's actually being installed today, so I haven't seen any part of it. I have no idea what to tell you. It's going to be installed today, and it will be open tonight, so excitement around the McCroskey. And then we have food. It's pizza party tonight. Domino's is providing the food for First Friday, so come on down. And like I mentioned, we'll have music from 4 to 5:30, and we always have our artist talks at 6.
But some things have calmed down a little.
Yeah, I didn't even have to breathe. I was breathing.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign.
So, Katie, when I was at the McCroskey over the holidays, I was so mesmerized by the art kits, the kind of new thing for the holiday season. How did they go over?
They went great. We sold out.
Oh.
I think we actually maybe have one left. It was a display model. But yes, they were very popular, and hopefully people have enjoyed them as gifts.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing more, because they were something that people really enjoyed and appreciated. It was kind of
you can't say the kits without explaining what they were.
So each the four, was it four artists?
Four artists. So we had 4 different local artists sort of curate an art project, and so they came up with a sort of a DIY project that we could get all the supplies for, and they wrote out the instructions. And we put them in a little box, and so it's just kind of a project to go in a box. And we had them sort of designed for different age levels. All of them could be done by adults. Some of them were could also be done by younger kids or teens. So we had a beadwork project by Leah Yellowbird. Mary Myers Corwin did a little tutorial in drawing a portrait. Pet portraits is what she specializes in, but you could probably attempt it on a other animal, like a human. And then we had a little ornament you could put those in. And then Danny Root did he did two versions. He did a fish model and a butterfly model that you could put together and paint. Okay. And David Dobbs did a printmaking kit. So we had a little brayer and some printmaking inks and
Great. It's for promoting art and getting people excited about trying art.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the rookie could even try that, right?
That was the whole idea, yes. And it's sort of a unique, something fun to try or give as a gift. And yeah, so they were very popular. I think you'll probably be seeing more of them.
Katie Marshall from the McCrosty Art Center. You can find more information at McCrostyArtCenter.org. Have a great day and
fun night. Yes, thanks for having me.
It's First Friday. That means we're talking more arts,